Welcome, one and all. You have just discovered the Tom and Topher podcast experiment. First word in entertainment, tainment. We explore the mysteries of the universe, our minds, and much more. So come along with us to the edge of all that is possible. Hello there.
Hello.
What's up, Mother Fathers?
Hey, thanks for having me over.
Yeah, thanks for coming over, dude.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for coming over here at the pad.
Yeah, it's a nice pad. It's a nice place to hang out. Chill vibes.
Thanks. We got a lot to talk about today, dude.
That's for sure.
A lot to talk about. Subjects that I'm passionate about.
Me too.
Subjects that will get your blood pumping. Whose phone is that?
It's definitely yours.
Yeah, that's mine. It's for sure mine. Sorry, everyone. Chris seemed to have turned up the volume on my phone. And
no, definitely was not me. I would never touch another man's phone.
All right, let's get back before he gets weird on me. All right, so, dude, we're back here at the pad. Last week, we were with Lizzie at the yoga studio.
Oh, yeah. I still think about that episode.
That was...
And that experience.
So that was really cool because I think I talked about this a little bit on the podcast with Lizzie, which y'all should go check out. Lizzie McGuire. No, I'm just kidding. Lizzie Gray. Awesome guest. Yoga instructor. We went and did hot yoga. I sweated my balls off. I was dying. It was so great.
It was very intense.
Very intense. Fun. At so Core Power cleansing. Yoga.
So cleansing. Sorry I interrupted you.
Yeah, don't interrupt me.
Hey, I'm doing my best here, bud.
This is the Tom and Topher podcast, hey, not just, the Topher and Tom podcast. Hey,
again, like I said off air, I'm on Team Tommy, my man.
Okay? I'm just kidding.
Always been. But I'm human. Sometimes humans make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Even an AI apparatus such as myself.
Right. We were discussing that earlier, how I think that Chris is an AI that was inserted into my life.
To increase pleasure.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Never.
To increase my simulation experience.
Anyway.
That's a little weirder.
Let's just keep on going. I'm going to edit that.
Let's just keep rolling on
keep
that.
Keep rolling one. On this one.
Sorry about that, everyone. I really goofed.
Yeah, you really blew it on that.
All right, let's get back. We're back at the pad now. It feels good. It feels great. We're back at home. In our normal setting, doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have you here, Chris.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me over.
One thing, very exciting news. We're going to be getting a couple potential guests on the Tom and Topher podcast experiment. My dad just met a survivor of the USS Arizona. He is one of the four that are still alive, and he lives near us, and my dad has he has the hookup with these guys, so we may be able to potentially have a podcast with a survivor of the USS Arizona. Crazy. And also, there's another guy that comes around to my dad's work. He is a veteran of three different wars, and honestly, this podcast is we're doing a couple things that I wanted to do with the podcast originally, and that is go interview small businesses like we did with Core Power, and also interview veterans before they are all gone. You know, mm-hmm. The next couple of years they're all going to be gone,
World War
or
II veterans.
Unable to recall or even talk about what happened, you know.
Mm-hmm. Which is very crazy, because when you're a kid, they were all over the place.
Yeah, dude, it's something I wanted to do for a long time, have interviews with World War II veterans before they're all gone, and way before this podcast. But we're doing it, dude. We're living the dream.
We are living the dream.
We're doing exactly what we want to do.
Oh my god, and it feels so great.
Yeah,
it feels so great.
Like, going to that yoga studio, thank you, Lizzie. That was an honor and a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I wanted to be some sort of replica of Anthony Bourdain in some way with this podcast, in the sense that he goes out, he interviews different business, small businesses, small little restaurants, and that's kind of what we want to do, is just go out, interview not only that, but just interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think going out is a big part of it, just getting out of the studio and like just going and being in some different environment, like a, like even some college, mm-hmm. interviewing a professor, or like we did a yoga studio, mm-hmm. or my dad's office where we could interview these World War II veterans.
Just getting out of our comfort zone.
Yeah, for sure. It was fun. Living the dream. Enough about us. We were discussing something, and that something was Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get to the main topic.
Should I roll the tape back a little bit?
Chris was saying he wasn't a fan of Britney Spears.
Never, ever, ever, even during her prime, never thought she was
much. I'm a big fan of Britney Spears.
Not much, you know, to really write home about. I thought her music sounded like she had bubble gum stuck in her throat. And I just couldn't stand it.
It's a boomer thing to say.
Sorry, I'll stand by that comment.
All right, well, here's the thing about Britney Spears.
She broke Justin Timberlake's heart, so I've yet to forgive her for that. Broke his heart.
He had it coming.
No, he did not.
That top ramen.
No, he did not. He's a sweet boy.
He's a sweet boy.
He's so nice.
Well, here's the thing that I have recently been enlightened about as far as Britney Spears is concerned. Everybody remembers her, what, 2004 or something, 2003 meltdown. Everybody from then on just kind of just accepted the fact that she was insane, and the media played her out to be just this crazy drug addict who just shaved her head and went absolutely berserk one night.
It was 2007, that meltdown.
Yeah, sorry.
You thought I was texting, didn't you?
I was about to slap that phone out of your hands, as a matter of fact.
Why would I do that?
Okay, back to what I'm saying. Don't let me stray.
All right, go. All
right, so this girl was pretty much used by companies as a... She was a sexual icon. Mm-hmm. At the age of what, 15, 16, 17?
Which weirds me out.
A sexual icon before she ever reached the age of 18. And this girl became fed up with it. And this is an article I read long ago on Facebook, just praising her. And this is why. Because she got fed up and she took the thing from them that made her what she is to them, so that she can no longer be used by them anymore. They made it out to be this like huge meltdown, when in reality she got sick and tired, and I believe her hair was like a big deal, you know, insured.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a lot of football players insure their hair.
Dang.
Like what's Troy Polamalu, he's in a lot of commercials. It's worth a lot of money.
He insured his hair?
He insures his hair.
It's wild.
What's the Green Bay Packers dude?
I forget.
Clay
Aiken?
Yeah, Clay Aiken. anyways, it's possible. I'm sure she had something on there that caused her to just shave her head. And from then on, she didn't do anything. She didn't do any concerts. She didn't produce any albums. She was just done for a while. She was over it. And no longer being used as this like sexual icon anymore, because she shaved her head. And the media played her out and convinced everybody that she was crazy, drug addicted, alcohol addicted, which maybe she was. But I had never heard that perspective before. And it gave me a newfound respect for that woman. And how dare you ever say that, so, you do not...
Hold on, I have a question.
Anything but love for her.
Real quick question. So when you heard that when you heard that or read that article, did it magically turn her songs from bad songs to good songs? Is that what happened?
Her songs were already good.
Really?
Songs were already good.
So you like...
You don't like any of her songs?
No, I don't. Not one bit.
None of them are catchy?
I won't have it.
Dude. She's like a Gwen Stefani
figure. I don't like her voice. I don't like her voice. Whatever. It's not my taste.
All right, that's acceptable. No. We're not here to talk about Britney Spears, though. This has gone on long enough, my friend.
Okay.
Let's move on. First things first, The Witcher series, Netflix, can't wait. Looks great.
When's that coming out?
Screenshots, I don't know. Screenshots look amazing. Look this up, tech guy. Jamie, you got this?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Jesus is King Part 2 in development.
Oh my God.
With Dr. Dre.
Saw that today.
I think we talked about Jesus is King. Great album.
I love it.
Had a couple weird...
Some of the lyrics songs. Are like, whoa, wonder what that's all about.
Production.
The Chick-fil-A
amazing.
Thing.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. But, you know, closed on Sunday. She's my Chick-fil-A. You're my
Chick-fil-A. December 20th, Witcher comes out. First episode will be released.
Oof. I'm so excited for that. I played the game more than any other game in my life.
I've yet to play it.
So amazing.
But now I'm playing other games now.
Like what?
Now I'm playing other games. Outer Worlds? Yeah, the Outer Worlds.
You like that?
Love it.
All right. Moving on from that. More shootings.
Where?
California, all over.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see any of them?
Mm-mm.
There's a school shooting.
When? Where?
It's crazy you didn't see it.
How?
There was like usually, something like five people injured, two people killed. This, and I told you about it. This kid had a handgun, used a handgun.
Mm-hmm. And then attempted suicide and didn't work?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he attempted suicide and he lived and was in critical condition.
Dang.
But and then somebody just yesterday, I think, went into a backyard and lit up a party.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It makes me think, like, there's so many of these shootings that you don't hear about, and a lot of them have more casualties than the ones you do hear about.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd which ones get picked to be the ones that get on the air.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to sound conspiracy theory-y, but it's probably cherry-picked.
Dun-na-na, 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 dun-na-na.
Because they want out on the AR-15 from my cold, dead hands.
I think it was three in the last week in California, just... Mm. Big ones that were on the news. I know of two of them, but... All right.
That is a deep and complex subject that I'm not...
No.
...able to get into.
Yeah, we can get into that
another day. Because I was sounding an uneducated idiot.
Let's get to the nitty gritty.
We got a booming topic that we need to get into.
Hey, guys. We're back. Sorry, a little technical issue there.
With our brains.
Hate to hear it.
Hate to hear that.
All right, but we're back. Better than ever. Chris was saying we have a booming topic to talk about. Booming.
What is that topic?
Boomers, my friend. It's a meme.
They're on the internet, front page.
It is a meme.
Mm-hmm.
Highly controversial.
They're not having it.
They're not liking it.
There's videos of freakouts I saw. I don't know if how real it was, but there was a TikTok video of a kid who was filming himself calling his teacher a boomer, or said, okay, boomer.
I didn't see that. I heard about it, though.
It was funny.
Dude, I need to see that.
I had a good laugh, but she chewed him out.
Let's link it in our Twitter, dude.
I gotta find it.
it's a big deal. One boomer went as far as to say that it is on... This is on Twitter.
It's on Twitter.
It's on Twitter.
Boys have been watching on the internet.
I'm sorry. This was on Twitter. One boomer said that the word boomer, or the meme okay boomer, is as offensive as the N-word.
No.
Okay, boomer.
Can't be saying stuff like that.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Boomer thing to say.
You're just digging your hole deeper, boomer.
You want to know what dictionary.com had to say?
What's that?
They said something along the lines of, boomer is, they gave the definition, a person born between this and that. The N-word is one of the most offensive words in the English dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
I said something like, okay, boomer, afterwards.
No.
You hate to hear that. You hate to hear somebody say that. You really do. You hate to hear somebody compare the N-word to a word that categorizes your generation.
Right.
That tweet has been since deleted. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I feel like it deserves no debate. It's just so stupid. And the reason why is because there's an obvious, centuries old history behind the N-word.
Right.
And there's a couple months behind boomer.
Let's just take a little second. I want to preface this with no hate on boomers, honestly. My parents are boomers. My aunts and uncles are boomers. Lots of people I love are boomers. We're just here to discuss some facts. There's some memes going around.
Yeah. And I can't help but feel that most of, the customers I've dealt with in my working life as a taxpayer, as a taxpaying man, a lot of the problems have come from certain clientele.
Certain generation.
In a certain age group. That was born in a certain time where America had it best.
It's generalizing.
But, humans are really good at pattern recognition. That's a pattern that I'm seeing. Why are all my shitty customers the same age? Why is that? I wonder.
You can't help but to recognize that a lot of these memes are extremely hilarious to our generation. And this might be because they are slightly true.
Oh my god, they're extremely relatable.
Everything that's being said right now is just spot on.
Yeah, and there's so many, what I love is when, a ton of memes that I've seen on multiple occasions, I've gone, wow, I thought I was the only one who thought that. And I would never tell anyone that.
Right. But it's in the deep recesses of your mind.
Yeah. It's a meme about it. That's thousands of likes.
Mm-hmm.
And the comments are like, oh shit, me too.
Oh shit, me too. No, you're right. This okay boomer thing is, it's booming, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple things. I noticed that in working at Starbucks, this particular generation has done things to me that have stained my brain to the point to where I try and sleep and I think about these instances in it's food service. It's pretty much just like, it's like fast food. You're working in a drive-thru, you're working with coffee. You're trying to get it out as fast as possible. And sometimes it's not good enough. And I can't recall a time or an instance that I've had with a millennial where it made me want to go cry and just quit my job there on the spot. And I mean, I can bring up so many times where an adult who's, at least 20 to 30 years older than me, acting like a complete child. For instance, I've had a drink slammed on the counter, a hot drink, and just explode all over me by some boomer who is pissed off that he didn't get enough pumps in his drink.
What does that sound like to you?
A toddler.
Yeah.
I've never had somebody from our generation do that to me. Ever.
To me, that sounds like a toddler took a drink of his sippy cup and slammed it on his high chair because it was water and not apple juice.
And this, I mean, this meme is, it's spot on to a lot of things. And we may be ripping on them a little too hard. Most of these memes are pretty comedic. They're not like, anything that you should be too offended by. But
no,
a lot of them are saying, a lot of boomers are saying this is just pure ageism.
Dude, just take the roast.
Just take it.
Take the roast. You're
making it worse for yourself.
Laugh at yourself.
Making it worse for yourself. Do you realize when you fight back millennials like this, they hit harder?
I think in the future, if I could, in their defense, I feel like millennials are boomers continued.
You know, what is after us, Generation Z?
Yeah.
Okay, they are memers for sure.
Yeah.
They are roasting the boomers as well.
Yeah, it's a good time. I'm excited to see what Gen Z has to bring to the world.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Because they grew up with video editing software at their fingertips, where if we wanted that, if I wanted that as kids, I had to buy expensive software.
We're screwed, dude. Literally, we have hours of content on the internet. Anybody can take anything we've said and just cut and splice it and put it together and make it sound like we've said just horrible things. I know. And they do that with Joe Rogan, a lot of podcasts.
Right.
I am so scared.
Me too.
Shouldn't probably even be saying this.
I don't want to live in that world.
Well, food service has not made boomers out to be a very patient or understanding generation in my eyes. Mm-hmm. It's a place where people are, especially a coffee company where people are going to work and they're very impatient as is. Mm-hmm. It's a place where you are prone to be upset because you're not getting the top-notch service that you normally get every single time you're there. Mm-hmm. And people, I think, most of the time are understanding and say things like, you know, most of the times you guys are great. Mm-hmm. But this one time I didn't get this. Do you think you could maybe give me a refund or help me out? And Starbucks is always happy to do that. But I'm sorry, I've had way too many cases where adults 30 to 40 years older than me are just ready to, you know, like I said, throw their drink in your face.
Mm-hmm. Just throw a tantrum in the store. And you know what's funny is it's always a very small mistake, like how the guy didn't get the right pump amounts, or you're out of something, or you made it wrong. I've had, you know, drinks made wrong for me, and all it takes is just going up and saying, hey, I'm sorry, but this is not what I ordered, or I'm sorry, you put simple syrup in here, and I didn't want that. Just let them know. And if they're rude, then that's their problem. But it's not that hard to be nice. You don't even have to be nice. Just don't be a dick.
Yeah, just don't be a dick. Come on.
Stop being that dick that everyone doesn't like. Please.
I feel like so, here's something a little controversial that I'm about to say.
Lay it down.
Our generation seems to be the opposite. I've seen a lot of patience, and especially in a drive-thru store where people are waiting sometimes 20 minutes for their drinks when we're having trouble with something. There's a lot of patience and understanding coming from our generation. And I think this was put on by the generation before us, the boomers. Mm-hmm. This was that generation installing a lot of those characteristics in us, because maybe it was installed by their parents. But either way, I think that it's important to our generation to kind of respect each other and be kind, because our parents kind of told us to.
Right.
And you see, I don't know, you see it in grocery stores a lot. I've seen it tons where you just see some mom just ripping on her kid.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us have gone through that, where it's kind of this patience is kind of drilled into us.
Yeah.
And I don't know. With their generation, maybe it just wasn't. But I feel like you said something once that their wisdom is kind of passed down and not firsthand experience. Oh, yeah. Like the greatest generation passed down a lot of wisdom to them that they kind of never learn themselves but use a lot.
But it sounds really good to say, so they say it a lot.
Yeah.
Got to get a job with a pension. Okay? Uh-huh. Got to get your 401k started as soon as you can.
Right.
And you want to work for a company that matches your contribution.
And, okay. And listen, under no circumstances do you touch your 401k.
Absolutely not.
You hear me? No circumstances.
You could be on the street. Don't touch your 401k.
Don't touch it. Just don't touch it. Lose it.
It's growing
before
money.
You touch it. Just don't touch it.
Stop. Where do you think this comes from? Where's like these? The stereotype, the boomer stereotype. Where do you think those things come from? Because stereotypes have a grain of truth to them; otherwise, they wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
So where does that? You know, why are they bad in retail environments? Why are they rude to employees?
Why are they so concerned about their lawns? Why do they wear Hawaiian button-ups a lot? Why do they wear New Balance?
And denim shorts.
These are questions that need to be answered.
Do you have any answers?
No.
Or any ideas why? Well, I have a thought on why they act like that in, say, Starbucks. Most of my experience from bad boomers comes from Starbucks. Mm-hmm. So I just think a lot of them were born into extreme privilege from, you know, going, the country going from pre to post World War II.
Yeah.
And just night and day in, our economy. So they had pretty much everything handed to them. They had the 50s and the 60s and just very easy to get a career, very easy to get a pension.
Right.
And then they have the security of Social Security to look forward to.
They went to college for like $13.
$13. They had cheap college.
Just $13. Yeah. They just gave it to them and they're like, here's your college.
Beautiful meme you crafted for the show. Just work through the summer and pay for it like we all did.
Just work a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for it.
Yeah. Now you gotta work like 10 part-time jobs if for you the rest of your life to pay off your school debt.
Yeah. You can't... You work two jobs, you're homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can't... You can't pay for... you can't pay for even one kid.
Right.
With two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way, especially in Sacramento.
Yeah. Good luck. You have to have a dual income.
I know so many people working for Starbucks who are just struggling through two jobs just to support just a kid.
Yeah.
Or two.
You hear the phrase, I got a half day off tomorrow, which means they only work one job that day.
Yeah.
And it's just like sad. I heard someone saying that the other day. Well, I got a half day off. And then I finally have a full day off on this day. It just breaks your heart, you know? And then you got these assholes coming in your store yelling at you because you're all out of this type of gluten-free whatever garbage that they saw in Dr. Oz. And they want it, and they want it now. Because they always had it now, their whole life. They had everything.
I have a lot of pent-up anger right now.
I think you should release some of it.
I'm going to. I'm going to release it all over you right now. You ready?
Just
settle down now.
Hopefully it's a metaphor.
Right. Yeah, okay. So, I think this was like yesterday or the day before. I was at work. This Duck Dynasty-looking boomer came in.
Ooh, this story hurt me.
He walks in. He comes to the counter. And I'm the only one out there to ring him up and serve him. We have the only other person in the back taking a break. And he orders a triple shot, no whip mocha, extra hot. So I make it. I set it out for him and I say, Here's your mocha, sir. No whip. Triple shot. Extra hot. I felt fancy.
Mm-hmm.
That rhymed, dude.
It was nice.
Sounds really good.
Very sound delivery of that drink.
Didn't have to say that shit. No. Could have just handed him his drink.
Yeah.
I said, thank you. And he said, yep, that's what I ordered. Good job. Just wanted to put a knife through his neck at that point. And I just mumbled, okay, boomer. As he walked out.
Your work stories like get to me like I was there.
It hurts.
That story like really makes me angry. And I just picture myself in that situation. And I probably would have lost my job.
The eye contact and the sarcasm and the condescending tone made my blood boil.
But that's just them. That's them projecting their own pain. He never amounted to anything in life. And so he's got to go into an establishment and just feel like he's better than someone.
Yep.
Well, I'm a union plumber.
Put my heart into that mocha.
And this little millennial, probably a liberal, voting for Bernie Sanders, doesn't know shit about life. You know, if I wanted to, I could build a house. Can you say the same? Huh?
My dad worked for the union for 40 plus years.
Oh, yeah. We're a union family for sure.
You retired?
Teamsters.
You retired? And, that lawn was never better.
Yeah, he lived for about 5 years after he retired, and then he died. Poor dietary decisions he's made.
The asbestos from the mines.
Here's another thing that boomers brought us. They brought us freaking sugar and everything.
And let's just clarify, we don't hate boomers.
We don't.
We love you guys.
Just a lot of the problems that are going on in this country right now kind of comes from that generation.
Let's just talk about it. All right, go on.
Okay, we got bad food, okay? You got all the packaged food, all the processed food, just a bunch of shit from that generation. The era of just convenience and productivity and conformism.
The earth around us is dying.
Yeah.
From pollution. Fires everywhere.
Yeah. All from just making life easier for us.
Entire shelves of ice just never returning.
I feel like I'm just saying things in an incoherent rage. Just blaming them for all my problems.
we don't hate you guys.
We don't.
But here's why we hate you. No, I'm just kidding. We need to go on about this. We can't just be hating on this generation completely, and that's not our intention. We just want to spit some facts, and here's some facts for you. This is coming from the AARP, Public Policy Institute, an article by Joe Valenti. Some statistics for you. At four-year schools, average published prices now exceed 2.5 times what they were when the oldest baby boomers entered college in 1964, even after adjusted for inflation. College costs have grown relative to median family incomes, leading students and families to borrow more for education. Outstanding student loan debt grew from $455 billion in 2004 to $1.5 trillion in 2018.
Good God.
Trillion.
That's so much debt.
And people don't even... I don't think the perspective of $1 trillion...
I can't even comprehend it.
...is something that's... Yeah, so... I heard... Okay, so 1 million seconds is something like 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
1 billion seconds is something like 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 trillion seconds is something like 20-something thousand years, 30-something thousand years. That's how much a trillion is. From 2004 to 2018, mm-hmm. it went from 455 billion to 1.5 trillion. Unreal.
It's from a mindset of, I'm going to get mine and I don't care about what happens to anybody else. We get one life. I'm just going to do what I can for myself and my family. That's it. I don't care about my future generation.
And what's crazy is that the millennial generation, we're not skipping out on college. It's not like we're like, less of us are going to college. Yeah. Here's a statistic.
Like so many
40% of millennial workers aged 25 to 29 has a bachelor degree in 2016. It's 2016. Yeah. Compared to 32 of Generation X's in 2000. And 26% of baby boomers in 1985.
Do you ever notice how nervous people are when they say, like, they're taking a break from school or they don't really know what they want to do in life, like yeah. people in their early 20s, because it's so ingrained in us, like, we gotta go to school.
Gotta go to school.
But that generation, they had more, like, vocational work or more, I don't know, like, working at a grocery store was a good career back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, arguably.
Yeah, you work at a grocery store now, you're out on the streets.
Yeah, depending. I work at a grocery store that pays pretty well, but depends on what position you are. Back then, you could be a checker and support your family and go on vacation. Yeah,
I'm making a lot of exaggerations.
Yeah.
But you get the picture. It's not going to support your rent, your utilities, like just a bagger job starting, mm-hmm. just a part-time summer job. Just get one.
Yeah.
Just get a part-time summer job and you can pay for your four-year tuition. Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes, Seth.
That's all it takes, my man. Get you through. Let me read you something off. From the late 1980s to the 2017 and 18 school year, the cost of an undergraduate degree rose by 213% at public schools, adjusting for inflation. Textbook cost compared to 30 years ago, they are 812% more costlier. A single textbook can cost up to $300 to $400. They're more than that now.
Jesus. You know what? And what's so funny about that is that right there is what is going to kill that industry, the academic industry.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is now. It's an industry.
And that right there, the textbook cost is what it costed a lot of people to go to college mm-hmm. back in, for just an entire semester mm-hmm. back in the day. Just paying for your textbook now.
Right. I can see if it's something like political science, you gotta update that book probably once a year. Maybe more.
And you cannot go to college without some sort of personal laptop or tablet. Mm-hmm. You can catch a bus and go down to the library every day and put in some quarters and
make it work.
There you go. You can make it work.
Make it work.
Yeah.
And
you might have a kid, but that's okay.
You don't need the Google. You can just go in the library, and that's how we did research.
Yeah.
And it takes me 20 hours to finish an essay.
Easy.
Easy. That's what we did. That's how we gained experience. I hate it.
I hate to hear it. We're projecting.
We are. Totally projecting.
So laptops, tablets, and books exceed the cost by far for just the tuition of college back in the day. Mm-hmm. The cost of just textbooks now can be up to, you know, $1,200, $1,500 for like 16 units or whatever it is.
It'll bring the demise of those of universities, and it,
yeah,
coming from, for me, that is a good thing, because I went through school, I went to college for a long time, and just finally realized that it's just not for me. It's not my method of learning. There are classes that I enjoyed, and there are times where I really do like the classroom setting, but college for me is not the way. It's not my path. It's not what's going to bring me what I need in life. And
I found the opposite.
It took me a long time to come to that, because it's so ingrained in society that you got to go to school. That's how you become a good person.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you tell the world that you have your shit together, and you're going to provide for your family, and how you're going to be a good citizen, be a good worker. Because if you don't have that, then you can't get a real good job.
Right. And heck, you just, get a good scholarship through football.
But now it's not worth it. Why spend $200,000 on a psychology degree when you could just watch YouTube videos? There's a really good quote in, what's that movie? Good Will Hunting. Where he's like, he dropped $50,000 on education. You could have gotten $1.50 in late charges from the library. Money. Yeah. That's true. You can learn everything on the internet. And
he was talking about books.
I know I've ranted. I know I've ranted on this before on our show, but there's a lot of things now that companies aren't requiring a degree to get. Like, you can become a software engineer by watching YouTube videos, and you can get hired at Apple or Google. You just have to be able to code, and they don't care if you went to an Ivy League school, because they realize that the people that went through those schools are really good at getting A's, and they're really good at being told what to do, but they are not really good at coming up with new ideas or thinking outside the box. Those are the C and D students that come up with the good ideas.
Yeah.
And
lazy ones who try and get it done quicker.
Quote, lazy ones.
Yeah. Those companies love lazy people, mm-hmm. I've heard. Because they try and get things done in the quickest way possible.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
It's a Steve Jobs quote, basically.
I find the quickest way possible to get things done.
Yeah. I'll spend more time finding an easy way to do something than it would have been if I just, did it with brute force.
Here's a quote I made up. This is something I thought of.
Okay,
ready for this?
I'm ready.
It feels better to make a yellow light than a green light.
Hey. That's true.
You gotta...
Because you're like, just got there.
You and just, barely made it.
People behind
you.
People behind you are slowing down. They gotta
thinking
wait.
About the people behind you going, what a crazy man.
Can't believe it. And half of that was red.
Half of it.
Is that... Would he get a ticket for that?
Could you check? Did you guys see a flash?
I got a friend. He's retired CHP. Let me call him up.
Yeah, he's in the volunteer CHP.
He's in the Navy.
Yeah, at least 2 years. He could look it up.
He's an admiral in the Navy.
Okay, boomer.
He would know.
No, but yeah, it feels better to make a yellow light than a green light.
That's a good saying, my man.
It feels better to get, it feels better to, barely get by, mm-hmm. sometimes when you did not at all try,
mm-hmm.
than it does to try so hard and study every day for an exam and get a B+. But I did no studying and I partied. And I got a C+.
Feels much better. Pass that class.
Got the same shit as you do. C's my degree says the same thing that yours does.
Mm. And you know what? You know what the average, I know I've said this before too, the average GPA of billionaires is?
Go.
2.9. Say what?
That's pretty much me.
And then the GPA.
What's your GPA? What was your GPA?
2.9.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got very horny when I read that.
Oh, I'm going to be a billionaire because I'm stupid. Wow. The chances are so high now.
I get paid for not doing my homework? Billions of dollars. I'm gonna spill some shit right now. The unfortunate side of this, college is so costly that I have seen in so many people the unwillingness and inability to learn based off of the fact that they are wasting time and money learning general education courses that are there to further your advancement in life and expand your mind beyond whatever you are learning as far as your major. You now have to learn math, sciences, you have to go through sociology courses, speech courses. Mm-hmm. You have to do so much shit that has now become tedious and hated by the people who have to take these courses because it costs so much money and it takes so much time where they could have been making more money to feed their kids mm-hmm. at their job, and they're going to online classes rather than going to regular classes.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to actually learn. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I feel like people are uninspired and the classrooms are full of people who do not want to be there.
Yeah.
And it is so annoying because I love college. I love going to classes and hearing this dude who's just fucking way too excited about whatever subject he teaches.
Yeah.
Just spill his knowledge upon the classroom. And it's because I've had my college paid for. So, I get to enjoy that, but I can't imagine somebody having to pay for their college and pay thousands of dollars just to hear this dude just blabble on about. Mm-hmm. I hear people talking about, one of my friends, Bryson, he was like, I go to this college class and this dude talks all about his life and he makes us talk to each other about our life. And I just want to get up and walk out because I'm not here paying for this bullshit.
Right.
I want to learn about law, which I'm supposed to be learning about. And he's reconsidering this, just like you did, this whole thing. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be a lawyer. Just hates it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've had the same thing. Have had professors where it's just an hour of 20 minutes of their monologue and why they're so great. And I had two different English professors that just talked about how great they are, that they are, they've gone through these schools and that their parents were so great. And they tell all these stupid, like, yuppie stories, like, oh, well, my parents, my father was a Democrat and my mother was a Republican. They're both lawyers and... My sister and I would take notes at their arguments at the dinner table, and we're just so fascinated by the difference of opinion. I'm just thinking, like, can we learn how to write an argumentative essay, please? Do we have to learn about how great East Sacramento life was growing up? East Sacramento is a very affluent part of this county.
Affluent, that's another word I don't know. What does that mean?
Like wealthy. Well-to-do.
Okay. What was the other word you taught me?
Opacity.
Opacity. What does that mean?
Like the opaqueness of something.
Fucking boomer.
That is not a boomer thing.
Such a boomer.
That is not a boomer thing to say.
Such a Boromir thing to say.
No, no, no. Boomers. Here's the thing about boomers. Okay. As a boomer, let me educate you on what it means to be a baby boomer.
Go ahead.
Okay. We didn't have these game boxes. We didn't have these flat screen LCD, UHD, ZBD, USB TVs.
THC.
Yeah.
CBD. None of it.
You smoking marijuana? You know, you could be locked up in prison for that, as you deserve.
Federally, it's still illegal.
It's a gateway drug. That's a Schedule I drug.
Schedule I narcotic.
And my Trump will not allow that.
Dude, speaking of that, Joe Biden.
Ugh.
Hate to hear it.
Ugh.
Boomer ass thing to say.
That guy's an idiot. He's always been an idiot. Dumbass guy.
Don't like him?
Don't like him one bit.
Don't like him?
Never liked him.
What's up? Let me just say it. He said something along the lines of, he, as president, which he's not going to be president.
No.
Just
Trump's going to get reelected. They're too stupid and crazy.
You think he's going to be reelected?
Oh, big time. Have you watched any of the Democratic debates?
No.
They're all nuts. They all just say things
like... Bernie, dude.
No.
You don't think he would win?
No.
I'm not saying that I'm for or against him. I'm just thinking...
I don't stand a chance.
Dude, Bernie was... The only reason he lost last time was because of Hillary. She split that Democratic Party up. And there's nobody who stands a chance against Bernie.
I think Trump is going to win by a landslide.
Okay, yeah, but I believe you. Sorry, did I hurt you?
Oh, no, these are my work pants.
Yeah, I bumped him. Okay, buddy. Let's settle down now.
What were we talking about?
Just Boomer Biden.
Oh, yeah, he thinks that marijuana is a gateway drug.
Gateway drug.
And he's not ready to
legalize it.
I kept wanting to say outlaw for some reason. Let's say opposite. So dumb. I'm so tired of that. I don't even know why.
Just a plant that makes you happy.
It's true.
Just a plant that just makes you happy.
It gives me great ideas. It has been a major contributor for me going to a depressed, angry, rage-filled person to a very kind, empathetic, thoughtful, self-aware person.
Yes.
Because it just opens up pathways in your mind.
The calming nature and the neural pathways that it leads to is something that everybody would benefit from. It's a plant, and it's being just decriminalized everywhere, if not legalized in multiple states. Mm-hmm. It's stupid that there are people out there who are just unaware and unable to accept some benefits that come from this. And
but they'll allow alcohol.
Pills are such a big opioids, epidemic right now. Yeah. Just being suppressed. This huge heroin, opioid, all that shit.
Yeah. And marijuana does have bad side effects. Memory loss is definitely a thing. How is it long term? I've only really noticed if I like smoked it heavily for like a week. But when I like don't smoke it for a week or two, I'm back to normal, it seems. But
I think it affects everybody differently.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I could agree with that there's things that you're just, you know, one, you're not remembering because you're just probably stoned. Mm-hmm. And relativity and time is just a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. You're just having a good time. And also, here's why I kind of disagree, is because the valedictorian of my high school was the biggest stoner I've ever met in my life, whose parents owned weed dispensaries. And this dude was so smart and able to retain everything like a sponge. And you might say, like, hey, what would he have done without marijuana? But honestly, I think it calmed him to the point to where he could be something other than just smart.
Mm-hmm.
Sociable.
Yeah.
Fun. Chill. Because before it, he was not those things.
Right. I feel like before I really got into smoking it, and other things helped us too, but I was extremely awkward and like not good in public. And I was only like funny around people I knew, but
to warm up to them.
Yeah. Now I feel like that, like I constantly have social lubricant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like more confident. I'm comfortable with myself.
My dad has always told me, since I was a little kid, to try and carve different neural pathways, because he says that they, you know, back in the day, he was telling me that they're thinking that these, your brain is kind of like sand, and you're making new grooves in the sand,
mm-hmm.
and new pathways, and these little grooves are forming, and I think that this plant that grows naturally on this earth, that has very little side effects, if not any,
yeah, I would say something that could effects.
That could help people with that, and anger and depression, and you know, just general hate seems to be a problem in this world right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe the earth has bestowed upon us something that could help with that. Who knows?
I think it's a great thing. I think it should. I think everyone should smoke it.
Glad we're talking about this.
That's what. That is the cure for the bad things about boomers. They hate marijuana.
We just need to get some boomers.
We gotta get them high. We gotta bring them together.
Come together.
That would be such a great come to Jesus meeting.
Dude,
that we just get them, all of them, all of the boomers. We meet at Arco Arena. You know, just hot box
Arco Arena.
It's Arco Arena.
The King Stadium.
All the Karens and the stands and the.
Just form some new neural pathways.
Just boom, and the next thing you know, they're wearing Yeezys. They're freaking. They're wearing the. Those like native jackets. Gucci
glasses.
Yeah.
Those and they're native just chill. Jackets.
They're saying like words like yeet.
And yaw.
Hey, that's dope, dude. They let like weeds grow on their lawn.
Be more like us. They're wearing Nike jackets and yeah. Adidas freaking track pants.
They start thinking about like sustainability and, you know, maybe we should stop burning gas. Maybe we should stop having fuel cars.
Yeah. Because fried oil from the Wutong Palace will do just fine, dude.
Sorry?
The fried oil from the Wutong Palace? Get yourself a nice, you know, gasless vehicle.
Yeah. An EV.
It's that easy.
That easy. Well, we're at an hour.
We need to hit them back with that, honestly.
What's that?
They're hitting us with the, you know what? It's just that easy to go to college.
Yeah,
it's just that easy to save the environment. Come on.
It is. Just
stop being ignorant.
Just don't be ignorant anymore.
Just stop. Just fix it. It's easy.
It's super easy. Just take that out of
just
bowl.
take your $1 million that you put aside in case you get divorced and invest it in cleaning the ocean, maybe. How about that?
Hmm.
All those people who invested in Notre Dame, how about you don't give a shit about that?
Oh, the cathedral?
Yeah. And save the fucking planet with that money.
Yeah.
That could have done so much. Boomers.
Boomers, dude. Love cutting you. Down the Amazon.
Can't live with them, can't live without them,
eh? Hey, they brought us that place. So yeah, that's what needs to happen.
Boomers smoke cigarettes, dude.
They smoke ciggies and they get 30 packs of Bud, and they look like ass.
Like you.
Look so bad.
It sounds like you. That's what you do, you boomer.
I don't fucking smoke, or, yeah, I don't drink a 30 pack of Bud.
Hey.
Sorry, I was cussing back
there.
Yeah,
don't curse. Not on my pod.
Here's the thing. Okay, this is the language.
Okay.
This is the language. Listen to me. I don't know what I was going to say.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? We're at, what, 59 minutes? God bless you, dude.
Let's wrap it up.
This was a good pod. It's good to be back. Thanks for listening, everybody. How about you follow us on Twitter, Instagram? Check us out on LinkedIn, Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, everything. We're soon everywhere. To be on YouTube. Season 2, Episode 3. That's a wrap, my friends. I love you. God bless you. And angels watch over you.
Yeah, good night to everyone.
All night long.
Thanks for that.
It'll just make me feel better.